All right, let's get right to this because it's very, very exciting. We didn't get to talk about this last week. Now, this is about a week old, this story, but I think talking about Cody never gets old, especially when he makes some sort of splash, some sort of media splash, which gets me mentioned in the digital arm of the Red Eye. So that's good, too. Thank goodness that our friend Elliot Serrano writes the Geek to Me section. Now, he's done this before, I guess. He's put together lists, geek guy lists in the past. The latest was the hottest geek guys of 2014. And there was about, what, eight or nine of you, Cody? How many were there?
I believe seven.
I see nine pictures. The first one sets it up, and then probably the last one is an ad for something. All right, so there's seven. And I'm flipping through Facebook one day, the day that this thing comes out, and I see Cody posted this thing on Facebook, the picture of him, and you're sitting in, now we may have talked about this before, you're sitting in the replica of the Game of Thrones throne. Where was this?
It's the Iron Throne. That was a photo I took on my road trip I took last summer.
That was where it was.
Cross country. It was at a museum in Seattle. They did a sci-fi exhibit, and the Iron Throne was there.
And you sat, and you look very upset, very regal. You're pensive. You've got your hand there. Now, I got to ask, did Elliot ask you to submit your own picture, or did he pull one himself?
He asked me. It was between this and a picture of me dressed as Dr. Horrible with R2-D2.
Wow!
I know it was both geeky, but I'm glad he went with the non cosplay one. This shows my true form.
Well, let's find out a little about one of the hottest geek guys of 2014. Hottest geek guy 2014, Cody Goff, and then they give your Twitter handle because that's where all geek guys like to be contacted on Twitter at producer Cody. Cody Goff produces The Brian Noonan Show on WGN Radio every Sunday. So there. Thankfully, we get that out of the way right in the first sentence.
I led with that.
Good. Oh, you had to write your own thing? Elliot didn't even write this?
He touched it, but I submitted some basic details.
Okay.
But I led with this.
Well, that's good.
Because clearly my interests are... I did this for the show, Brian.
I appreciate that. Yes, not for self-promotion at all, because the next 457 words have nothing to do with the program. WGN Radio every Sunday and interjects his nerdy knowledge onto the airwaves whenever he gets the chance. He's also talked about the video games for the last 2 years on his podcast, Unqualified Gamers, and then there's some sort of website.
Unqualifiedgamers.com, appropriately.
All right, fantastic. Which recently joined the illustrious Gunna Geek Podcast Network on its way to growing into a small empire of amateur gamers. Cody hasn't missed the opportunity to go on a four-day gaming binge at Gen Con, or as I like to call it, Geek Con.
Nerd Con.
Nerdfest in Indy for the last 15 years, where his amateur cosplaying, for those of you who don't know, cosplay is when you dress up as a character, as an adult.
Do we have to call it
Halloween.
Amateur?
I think he's a professional
cosplay?
Are there professional cosplay?
I think that would be an actor.
Exactly. It'd be like the guy who dresses as Spider-Man and comes to your kid's birthday party. That's okay. a professional cosplayer.
There are professional cosplayers.
Of course.
I follow some on Facebook. There's a woman that does cosplay professionally, and Nintendo of America flies her around to conventions and game launches.
Really?
While she's cosplaying as like Link and other video game characters.
All right, so you are truly an amateur.
I am truly an I'm a professional in most places.
Wow.
Just not here.
And your amateur cosplaying has produced an elaborate Booker DeWitt. Was it Booker DeWitt on Sanford and Son? Wasn't that Fred Sanford's
Company.
Neighbor?
That was
Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah.
And Booker T and the MGs, to bring it all back to music and the Silver Watermelon. And Booker, wasn't Booker a wrestler too?
That's Booker T.
That's Booker T, Booker T and the MGs.
And not Booker T Washington.
Who invented the peanut? That was George Washington Carver. That had nothing to do with Booker T Washington. All right, so Booker
DeWitt.
DeWitt
from Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, Bob, now it explains it. From Bioshock Infinite.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
All right. Also, an uncanny Dr. Horrible from Dr. Horrible's Musical Anecdotes.
Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, but you were close.
Something.
Ballpark.
Yeah, sure. As an occasional actor in Chicago, you wrote this part? He also takes on geeky projects at every opportunity. Sure, like amateur cosplaying. That's another geeky alternative.
It's a project.
Of course it's a project. Everything's a project to you. Nothing comes easily. Takes on geeky every opportunity. Most notably, His feature, you know him as...
Yes.
The nerdy college student Ray. I thought you played a faculty member or an advisor.
No, Ray is a college student? An RA.
Oh, an RA.
Yes.
Nerdy college student Ray in the upcoming Arts and Crafts, a web series. And his lead role, ladies and gentlemen, much maligned on this program and yet lauded in the digital arm of the Red Eye, his lead role in the 2011 no-budget YouTube feature film Dance Dance Revolution, The Warrior's Path. Gameplays, dance games are serious business.
Viewer discretion is advised. I had to put that in there.
Sure, because I think all viewers should be advised to steer clear of Dance Dance Revolution. But it is your, you know him as Ray and the Warrior in The Warrior's Path.
Yeah.
Cody has lost a lot of sleep attending midnight releases of comic book movies, writing and running his own D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, and Riffs campaigns. What is a Riff? Reading is fundamental? What, are you and Ed Asner selling books to children? What's going on?
Riffs is another pen and paper-based role-playing game by Palladium Books that I was introduced to by my oldest brother, Jason, back in... high school? Why is there a crying sound effect?
Because I'm crying.
Because you're crying.
I'm crying.
Rifts is an awesome game. It takes place in the future.
Oh, of course it does.
Yes.
Sure.
And I used to write my own campaigns and roll up my friends' characters. It's very exciting in the geek world. This is where I got all my leadership skills, Brian.
Okay, listen, I don't know. I'm reading your bio. That's all I know. I'm reading your bio. Rifts campaigns. And dumping hundreds of hours into training as a now-retired competitive Smash Brothers Melee player. Wow. He works in social media marketing during the week and swears by Google Plus, which probably somehow furthers his geek cred. You can follow his video game and pro wrestling related tweets at Producer Cody. And there you have it. One of the hottest geek guys of 2014. Our very own Producer Cody. Ladies, if that wet your whistle, you know you can follow Cody at Producer Cody on Twitter.
You can tweet me.
You can tweet at him. Oh, that's tweeting. You can tweet right at him. Now, when you got the call, what was it like? I imagine it much as the morning that the Academy Award nominations are announced and we hear from actors, oh, I didn't even pay attention. I was asleep. And then my agent called me and told me I had been nominated. Is that what happened to you? You were asleep and then your agent called you and said, hey, guess what? You're one of the hottest geek guys of 2014.
That's pretty much what happened.
Is that what happened?
Pretty much.
Wow. Or was it Elliot going, dude, I need to fill some column space, and you want to be a geek guy?
No, he did not. No.
Was it the editor? Who?
I will not delve into the details.
You must.
Peek behind the curtain? You want me to?
Yes, Sweetney. Listen, this is Access Red Eye.
He mentioned he was taking nominations on Facebook.
Oh.
And as you know, I'm a social media maven.
That's what I read it somewhere. You work in social media during the week and swear by Google Plus.
Yes, but I was accidentally on Facebook instead one time. All of my video game podcast operations I conduct on the Google Plus.
On the Google Plus.
But yes, personally, my friends are on Facebook. So I found that and I said, hey, who's going to nominate me?
How do I put a sentence together?
Because I'm very hot and geek and guy, all three of those things. So I was eligible and he said, email me. And I emailed him info. And
wow.
I was chosen from a committee of beautiful women, I've been told.
Is that right? There was a committee?
Super beautiful supermodels is what I've been told. Swimsuit models. Sports Illustrated swimsuit models, actually.
Really? And they picked you as one of the hottest
kids? Yes. Guys. Chose me specifically. I was the top voted, but for various click-related digital layout reasons, they had to put me number four on the list.
I was going to ask how the do we take that as a ranking? So do we just take the list as, hey, all these guys are hot geek guns?
It's in no particular order, although I will brag that I am listed before one of the members of Savage Garden.
Okay, and that is a band?
It is a band that has held over 27 million albums.
Does he have a Chicago connection, or are these just... Because I knew some of these guys. Actually, I didn't. I knew one other guy.
They're in Chicago.
Okay, I knew one other guy on the list. Yeah. Congratulations to all the hot geek guys. Now, have you parlayed this into anything? Have you talked to promotions? Have you done any sort of appearances? Is there a monetary prize? Did you get to meet any of the women on the panel that picked you?
No.
None of this.
They've been blowing up my Twitter feed, Brian, but I don't got time for them. I'm too hot.
Wow.
That's just how I roll.
You're too hot.
I don't have the time.
Did you happen to look at the picture of you in the Iron Throne?
I don't have time to take out all these hot, gorgeous swimsuit models, Brian.
I don't blame you.
I have my own priorities.
Listen, let me tell you about swimsuit models. High maintenance.
Exactly.
You know, and this is from years of experience.
Right.
Sure. I speak from experience. All right, so nothing has come. Again, if you're just joining us, Cody is one of the hottest geek guys of 2014, as voted by what I'm told is a cadre of swimsuit models. I don't really believe that to be the case. However, it could be. So nothing. You didn't get anything. Bragging rights is all you get for this?
I'm getting a lot of Twitter action. I've gotten
a lot of Twitter action.
A lot of new Twitter followers.
Is that right?
Actually, one of the fine ladies at Challengers Comics. Which is
Well, that's where they do the big New Year's Eve Geek Fest, right?
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
Big deal. She followed me, and that I was like, well, that's cool at first. Then I saw she's being followed by CM Punk.
Really?
He's
your
the
hero.
Best in the
He's,
world.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
so
being
you're
followed
hoping,
by somebody that CM Punk follows.
What if CM Punk started following you?
I don't know what I would do.
That would be crazy. You'd have to up your game.
Oh,
no
yeah.
doubt about it. Your Twitter game would have to escalate, elevate.
One of these guys, his name is Dave, but he uses a 7 instead of the V. So how can you? I mean, that is edgy.
Well, what are the guys
Dave,
on the list?
Day 7.
I saw that. Well, listen, ask Prince.
Da 7.
Yeah, if you use a number where there should be a letter, you're... That's screaming out. That's begging for geek attention. That's not. Cody is a true geek. He doesn't have to try. You know, he's not manufacturing his geekdom. His geekdom is true. His geekdom is hard. Hottest geek guy. Let's see. This is Israel Adonijay from the Bears.
Yeah,
he's one of the hottest geek guys. What made him so geeky? A lot of comic book stuff?
And you know, it's funny, something kind of telling of my friends. So I'm on the same list as one half of Savage Garden.
Right.
And one of the Chicago Bears.
Right.
And three of my friends said, oh my God, you're on the same list as the voice of Tidus from Final Fantasy X. So all of them focused on James Arnold Taylor. He's the first guy on the list.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I tweeted at him and told him that, and he retweeted it. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. Networking. Connections.
You are networking.
I've met people.
Well, good for you. And it's all more. How come you're parlaying the geek guy list into meeting more geek guys?
And the girl from Challenger.
And the girl from Challenger Comics.
Who may connect me to CM Punk.
Let's call her a woman. Should we call her a woman? Because I think ladies get upset if you call them girls. Well, with good reason. Even though you don't, even if you don't mean anything by it, I think a lot of ladies get offended that they believe that to be some sort of objectification or sexism, and we don't mean it that. I know you don't mean it that way. So let's just say the woman who runs Challenger, is she the
she
owner?
She doesn't run it. No, she's just
she works
one, of
there.
The, one of the people there.
Wow, so now you downplay it even more. She just works there?
I just talked about how happy I am that she's following me. And she has interesting tweets, so now I follow her back. And now look at that. Cooler Twitter feed.
That's very cool.
My Twitter feed is more better than
it was.
Good
for you. And congratulations again on making the list. Listen, if you want to, we should have had some sort of party. We should have had some sort of celebration.
It's next week.